Hi, this is Lurky McLurker, GWA. I am answering the questions from Von Scriptenstein. Let me pull it up. The sexy sex stuff questionnaire. Please excuse any dog noises in the background because I don't feel like shutting them away just to answer, just to answer a questionnaire. Okay, so here are my answers. What other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Why do you like them? I actually stick to GWA. I don't really like looking at random people's bodies. They don't do much for me, so Gone Wild, not so much. I definitely am an audiophile. I really enjoy hearing people, specifically people reaching orgasm. That's how I found GWA in the first place. It was just kind of a boost to my own personal fun times. So yeah, I stick to GWA for the most part. No other subreddits for me. Okay. If you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out? No, not really. I just started not lurking on GWA, and it's kind of enough for me. I get enough private messaging, sometimes unwanted anyway, so I really don't want to branch out and expand my creep factor or creep response. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. I don't want to branch out because I get enough private messaging as it is. What is your ideal body type in a sexual partner, and why does this turn you on? I don't have an ideal body type. I have been attracted to tall, skinny men, short, skinny men, short, you know, big guys, tall, big. I don't have a body type. I'm trying to pinpoint what does turn me on physically, and I think lips that I find kissable is a huge one. There's something about shoulders that turns me on, and like a somewhat defined or large bicep. It doesn't have to be muscular, just, you know, I don't know. But that said, I've also been attracted to, like, a real thin guy before, so, yeah, no ideal body type. What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? This is gonna be really weird, but, a friend of mine turned me on to a BBC comedy called Black Books, and I think Dylan Moran, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, is so adorable. The accent, and he's quite attractive. And I love a man who's ridiculously funny. Like, comedians, for the most part, and just kind of, like, yeah, that's, you can make me laugh, and then I'm going to have a fantasy about you. So right now, very, very currently, it would be Dylan Moran from Black Books. And there goes the barking. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? What is the filthiest thing you have ever said to a partner? I've had a lot of vanilla sex, and I've only recently gotten into actually dirty talk myself, so, no, I don't have a good answer for it. Someday I will have a good answer for this question. I'm trying to think of something, but I'm letting you down. I'm sorry. maybe something will come to me later, and I'll go back to it. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of. Okay, maybe these answers will make up for not having anything filthy said to me or coming out of my mouth yet. I once gave oral sex in a bathroom, and when my boyfriend at the time finished, he passed out right on top of me, and he was quite a tall, large guy, so I was pinned underneath him until he came to. That was pretty awesome, because I was quite young, and yeah, to make someone pass out was pretty cool. Another time, slightly more recently, but still not recent enough, I guess, I was giving head in a bunk bed, and the guy came and arched his back, or like lifted his pelvis up, and he was very tall, and he kind of pinned me with his cock in my mouth to the top of the bunk bed and choked me like crazy until he realized what he was doing. And I don't know, reactions like that are just kick-ass. Like, you couldn't ask for more when it comes to pleasing your partner. So I like those stories. I think about those stories sometimes, like, yeah, and, you know, maybe I'm not great and they're just easy, but it was still pretty cool. Which part of your body do you think is the most attractive? I've heard a lot that I have very nice breasts. They are D cups, and I'm a 36 heading towards 34 inch strap, or whatever you want to call it. I'm on a weight loss journey, so men tend to really like that. I've been told I have a nice heart-shaped ass. I have really long legs. I don't know. I think I was blessed with a pretty nice body. I just didn't take very good care of it for a while, so I'm losing some weight and trying to add some muscle to get back to being hot. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant? No, I don't. Or passive and submissive? I don't want to be passive, although I guess if my partner really wanted me to lie there, I would. But submissive, I do like being submissive. I like to see what me just being there makes a guy want to do. You know, what about my body gets his creative juices flowing? That's a pretty big turn on. That said, I have had a partner who was all about me being aggressive and dominant. So, you know, I've tied him up and blindfolded him and, gave him head and then left for an hour with him tied to the bed. just waiting for me to come back kind of thing. But it's not really something I enjoy. I mean, okay, I enjoyed it, but I enjoy being submissive more. It makes sex better for me because, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I enjoy being taken like that. I'm trying to come up with like a really insightful answer. I think it's because it walks like a line of letting go of control. And I think that'll make more sense when I answer some questions later on. Because it's, for me, it's like a little bit like I'm playing with fire. And that's, you know, even more of a turn on for me. Okay, what is your go-to fetish? I'm so boring. Like, I don't really know yet. I kind of am still, like, in the middle of all this blossoming. I guess I would love to watch a partner have sex with somebody else. But I would not want to be, like, humiliated about it. I don't know. I would want to be, like, dominant. Like, you're going to have sex with this person. And the guy would be like, oh, do I have to? Oh, okay. You know, oh, darn. But, you know, I'm not into, like, just boring stuff. Okay. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house to yourself for a few hours. Actually, that happens quite often, but I feel kind of sorry for people who go days without it. That kind of sucks. I can take my time and do it right. I probably listen to my favorite GWA stuff that I have bookmarked or saved or whatever. Like this morning I watched some porn and I just get myself really worked up. My body likes to edge naturally, so it can take me a good hour to climax. Nothing raunchy, I guess. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or do anything else remotely sexual? Yes. I've had a parent walk in on me having sex in my bedroom, and it was my dad. And he kind of opened the door and stared for maybe a second or less, and just kind of backed out and shut the door, and we never spoke about it again. 'Cause my dad's awesome, and he really respects my privacy, so I think that's actually happened more than once. Have I ever been caught masturbating? Only by a partner. Not like a coworker or anything else super exciting. Cheating fantasies are pretty common, but cuckold and cuck queen is less so. It's not really a fantasy. I mean, I guess being a voyeur, I don't really understand what cuckolding and cuck queening is. I looked it up before I started doing this audio so I wouldn't make a total fool out of myself. I don't know if I fall into the sort of voyeur thing or where I fall, but like, I would love to be able to tell a man that's mine, like, here's a present for you, it's another girl, or, you know, if they're bisexual, maybe a dude or something. I don't know, that would be pretty awesome, and then watch and get off. But what I read about cuckolding and cuckqueening, like with the humiliation, like I'm gonna fuck this person and you're gonna watch, I don't want to be degraded. I don't want to be humiliated. I've had enough of that in my life. I just really, no, not so much. Okay, so this is my important question. Something, it's going to get serious, and I hope it doesn't trigger anybody, but I wanted to bring it up because it's not a good answer, and we don't always have good experiences and good answers here. And I think that's kind of important. Now, I'm not getting on the whole rape tag thing, because I understand that concept. So please do not take what I am about to talk about out of context. It's just, I just wanted to share who I am, what I've been through, and how it shaped me. Just in case it brings anybody else out of lurking or makes someone else think, like, hey, you know, this is okay to talk about here. I'm about to have dogs fighting on my lap, so maybe I need to move for a second. Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay, so the most sexually formative moment of my youth was when I was used for sex. I was very young. I was 7. And the person doing it to me was 15. It was awful, as you can imagine. It completely broke me for many, many years, which is why I am the age that I am, which is older than 30. And I'm just now kind of blossoming because I'm now better. It took a lot of counseling to get better. So with something like that happening before I ever came across, like I remember the first movie I saw where someone had sex was like Great Balls of Fire or something. And I remember watching it at a friend's house and the mom being like, oh no, let's turn this off. But you know, I got that funny feeling from it. And, for me, after what I experienced, that funny feeling was bad. And I strove not to feel that for a very long time. And that formed me sexually for a very, very long time. And it wasn't until I was in college that somebody suggested that I needed to kind of reclaim my sexuality and masturbate. I didn't masturbate until I was like 20, maybe 19. Because I avoided feeling turned on until then. And it sucked. So that was my sexually formative moment. If you want to hear a positive one, I would say, I'm trying to think. I know there's a sex scene I saw somewhere that was just like so positive and beautiful. Oh, okay, this is dumb. But it was that movie with Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Felipe or whatever his name is, and Sarah Michelle Gellar, Cruel Intentions. And the scene where Reese Witherspoon and Ryan, whatever his last name is, that was so loving. Like, it was beautiful. And I remember thinking, like, that would be great. And I have had sex like that since, so hooray for me. Thank you for listening to me this far, by the way. I know that I'm rambling. And I think now I'll move on to the next question. Age is what you make of it, but most people have some relatively hard limits on age differences. How old is too old for you? I'm not so interested in younger people. I think probably 5 or 6 years younger would be my limit. 'Cause it just gets kind of icky after that, and they get younger and younger, and I just feel like too old and blah. But older, it depends on, you know, the kind of person. Like, I have a girl boner for Patrick Stewart. I would completely jump Patrick Stewart's bones. He's very old, but he is very hot. So I don't really have much of an age limit when it gets older. Younger, it's just kind of like, I look at some people in their 20s and I'm like, oh, you're a baby. No. No, go be with another baby. What is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? A couple of hours, I think. There was a period where I just kind of threw myself into it head first. So, yeah, I probably knew a couple of guys for an hour or a little bit more than that before having sex. Or really, it's more like, you know, mutual masturbation in a bathroom or something. 'Cause when there's not a condom available, you know, that's what you do. Yeah. Okay. Last question. Would you like some making fuck berserker? Yes. Would you like to suck my cock berserker? Hooray for that. I haven't seen that movie in a really long time, but I'm just going to end this questionnaire by saying 37. Yes, the end.